This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Yesterday morning, we got a call out of the blue from a rockaholic named Caitlin.
We weren't even talking about this, and it just she decided to call in when we do check-in with the rockaholics around 9:30 and just shared some crazy information.
She wanted to talk about the fact that she has sexy elbows.
Okay, I love my husband, first of all, first and foremost. However, if I was single, my elbow would be left alone.
What? Am I missing the context of what's going on here? So, like... Does your husband have a thing for your elbow?
He loves my elbow. He loves to squeeze the skin, and he says it's supple. He likes it so much, he put it in our wedding vows that he would touch my elbow every day.
And does he do that every day?
Unfortunately.
Is it just your elbow, or is it other elbows?
Just my elbow.
So there's no like celebrity crush elbow or something like Selma Hayek's elbow. It's not like any.
It's so bad.
She's got hot elbow.
I get pseudo elbow touches. Like right now, I want to just cringe and shiver because I feel him touching my elbows and he's still asleep in bed.
That is the coolest crazy thing.
Weird question. Did you ask him that this was like a thing with other girls or is this like just you?
It's just me.
I want to see.
I don't freaking know why.
I want to see a picture of this elbow, Caitlin. I'm very curious.
I thought once you saw one elbow, you've seen them all, but apparently not. No. Sometimes we have the same brain.
I wonder if he, like, moisturizes it for her. I have so many follow-up questions.
I kind of want to talk to him and say, what was the moment when you realized that's a sick elbow?
Right? And I'm also kind of curious because, you know, I like to nibble on Brad's knuckle skin sometimes. I'm wondering if it is...
I like how you just casually throw that out there. For those that maybe weren't listening in the early months of our show, we learned this about Taryn Daly, that you're a nibble knuckler.
A knuckle nibbler.
Yes.
And so I'm wondering, I mean, I feel like maybe the consistency of the elbow skin could be comparable to the consistency of knuckle skin.
Like a beef jerky? A little chewy?
I don't know. Maybe. I'm curious. I might want to go check out Brad's elbow skin and see how I feel about it.
Gosh. I'd say get back to us on that, but please don't.
Yeah, no.
Is there anything that you find that is quirky about Brad?
I mean, well, one thing I will say is that he likes parts of my body that I don't like, so that gives me a little boost of self-confidence. Okay. Like, he loves my legs, and I hate my legs, but I'm like, yo, you want to lotion these puppies up? Go for it.
Go for it.
Yeah, so he makes me feel a lot better about my legs, which I love.
Now, we know our friend Sarah over here is very unique and very odd, but what about George? Is there something about George? Doesn't have to be like a fetish for elbows or puppies lotioned up.
Well, I mean, for me, for him, I absolutely love his short, thick legs. Like, so much. Like,
is it like a not proportionate torso
to legs? Not proportionate at all.
I've never noticed
that. He is all torso, you guys. No, so he's way taller than I am, but our legs are the exact same length. Yes, I kid you not. When we stand up, our hips are right at the same spot. And when we drive, I even am farther back in the seat than he is for the pedal. Yes, so when he gets in my car, he has to scoop the seat up. He is all torso. But I, like, next time you see him, you'll see him in some, when he's walking away from you, and you'll notice the short thickness of his legs.
I need to go on a walk with him. At that time, I'll be able to notice it, because my wife gives me a hard time because my legs are longer. She's like, you got to slow down. And I'm like, I didn't realize that. I bet now I could be like, hey, little legs, catch up with me.
Yeah, it's not a problem with George and I. We walk at the same pace.
I have a feeling that Brad would be really into George's legs.
As much as yours?
Yeah.
Ask George if he wants his legs lotioned or his puppies lotioned.
What about your wife? Is there something that she's really into?
Yeah, opening the freaking window in the winter. That might be the most strange thing. Like, I did not realize that until, I feel like this is just an insanely colder winter that we've had in a while. Like, it gets in the 20s at night. And I thought I ran hot.
Mm.
And like, I don't like wearing a lot of, I don't have a lot of blankets. Like, I don't have a thin comforter. And I don't like a lot of heat in the bedroom. But compared to her, like, I'm shivering.
Oh my God. Did it happen again last night?
Every night, Taryn. Every night, the window starts closed. And at some point, I wake up in the morning and I'm freezing because she's opened up the window. And I'm not talking about like an inch. Mm. We're talking like 3-4 inches open. And I'm just like, man, what are we doing here?
It's a draft. So what is something totally or unique or unexpected that your partner or even your ex is really into? 206-803-ROG. Give us a call. Maybe it's a quirky hobby, a weird obsession. We want to hear about the unusual thing that makes your partner your partner.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.